I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It's time for our weekly snapshot. We check in again with Patrice Gaines, an award-winning former reporter with The Washington Post. A few years back, she quit her job and moved to Lake Wylie, South Carolina, for a little peace and quiet. She got a whole lot more, but she had to give up some of the perks that come with big city life, like good coffee.
Before closing on my house in Lake Wylie, I clocked the distance to the closest Starbucks. It was 8 miles. A bit far to drive in a dazed pre-caffeine state, I thought. The distance honestly concerned me. As a city girl, I had come to expect a Starbucks on every corner. But shortly after moving into my development of River Hills, my neighbor Martha took me to Local Motion Bar and Grill for breakfast. This is a place that has happy hour in the evening, but in the morning they drape the pool table with a plastic cover, stop the twirling disco ball, and fire up the grill for some bacon and eggs. The sign over the door makes sure I know this is, quote, where locals meet. And it's true. I can't say I'm a regular, but I do run into neighbors whenever I drop in. On a recent Saturday morning, my sister Carol and I stopped by for grits and coffee, and a few leather-faced men sat at the bar already nursing beers. Here, the smoking section is the entire restaurant. Budweiser lamps hang over the bar. One TV set is tuned to ESPN. Another TV, believe it or not, is on a kids' show. That's So Raven. A man at the bar turns to a woman and says, "So what are you going to do, sue me? Everybody else does." At a table nearby, a little girl sips chocolate milk. It's the kind of place where its dreams can coexist peacefully, from one table to the next. Tom Snyder, the owner, comes out of the kitchen to say hi. He puffs on a Winston with his Gerber baby face and describes Local Motion as cheers with food. "You pretty much know who's coming in. When you see them coming, you know what to get them," he says. "Our motto is, we don't have a town drunk. We all take turns, but we also make sure everybody gets home safe." Our waitress, Carla, wears jean shorts, not the show-your-booty type, but the kind that a practical woman wears for comfort. I order grits and eggs over easy, smoked sausage and biscuits. Carol orders the same, except she likes her eggs scrambled. My neighbor Carl Gullick is at a table talking with a local couple, a South Carolina state representative. He comes in for breakfast whenever he's home. The men at the bar have formed a group called the Liars Club, he tells me, and he encourages me to join. "Come on, it's not hard to be a member," he says, laughing. I don't know that I drop into Local Motion quite enough to join the club, but I do know they built a Starbucks closer to my house now, and I have no desire to check it out. Occasionally, I'm sure, I'll want to sit in a trendy cookie-cutter chain cafe and order a Tazo chai latte and a lemon poppy seed muffin. Most of the time, though, Tom Snyder's coffee suits me just fine. And those fluffy white flour biscuits and grits, well, they're downright addictive.
That was author and journalist Patrice Gaines with this week's Snapshot. She told her story from member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina.